USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's now official. The general election cycle of 2020 is complete. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States.
Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
As Biden was calling for unity, police declared an unlawful assembly Wednesday night in Portland, Oregon, after about 150 rioters caused damage to the ICE building and the Democrat headquarters, smashing windows and vandalizing structures. Antifa's message was clear: we don't want Biden, we want revenge. 8 adults were arrested. President Trump received a warm greeting from supporters in South Florida on Wednesday morning as he made his way through Mar-a-Lago Resort after leaving the White House. His limousine made a slow roll through the streets as he waved to supporters. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
An investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of three National Guardsmen in upstate New York. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We're down to the final four in the National Football League. Both games are on Sunday. Buccaneers at Packers on Fox and Bills at Chiefs on CBS. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remains in concussion protocol, but participated in a light practice on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A part of the amazing quarterback class of 2004 in the National Football League, former North Carolina State, Chargers, and Colts quarterback Philip Rivers is retiring from football.
Whatever God's will is for me and my family, if it's here in Indy playing of the year, then we'll be here. And if it's not, I'll be on the sideline somewhere. I know where. I'll be on the sideline with the Bobcat, coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama. Whatever God's will is what I want to have, and I'll be fine with that. Obviously, if I keep going, if I go on and on with that answer, it'll be nothing but a bunch of emotion talking. But I think that's, at the end of the day, that's clearly what will guide the decision.
Philip announced his retirement Wednesday. Rivers, who wore number 17 throughout his 17 seasons, played in 244 regular season games. That streak is second longest ever by an NFL quarterback, right behind Brett Favre's 297. Vice President Mike Pence is back at home. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are back home in Indiana.
It is great to be back home again.
They both grew emotional speaking to supporters on the tarmac in Columbus, just south of Indianapolis. The former Vice President reflecting upon leaving office.
I mean, spend time with Americans in virtually every state in the Union. I leave this position more impressed with the American people than when I started.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.